The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Texas Show.
People tell me that since I'm the announcer, it's not about me, Todd Wilkerson. They say that my job is to serve the host of the show, Eric Metaxas.
What nonsense. I've known Eric for years, and you can take it from me. You just can't depend on him.
Mark my words, one day you'll blink and he'll be gone.
Off to fleece the next group of suckers.
But I'll always be here, no matter what, right here for you. Put your feet up and tell me all about it. Oh, yeah. And now your host,
if he's even still showing up,
Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. By the way, Todd, you're a sick person. Hey, folks, we always aim to have fun on this program. We usually fail, but today we will succeed. I promise you, I have a guest on who has written a book titled The Last Night on the Titanic, Unsinkable Drinking, Dining, and Style. Veronica Hinkey is the author. Veronica, welcome to the program.
Hi, Eric. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Did I wake you, Veronica?
No, you almost did. I'm not a morning person.
Listen, I have to tell you something. Neither am I, so join the club. Seriously, this has never happened to me before. I told my audience about it. This is a couple of months ago when I was supposed to meet you. There was a book party for your wonderful book, The Last Night on the Titanic, and it's published by Regnery, which is the same company that has published my Donald Drains the Swamp book and our new book, Donald Builds the Wall, which are kind of comic books. And I said, we arrived at this party and Albin and I were there and Dave was there. We were all excited. And you, the author of the book, you poor thing, you weren't able to come to the party. What happened?
Oh, Eric, I have been such a huge fan of yours. Just amazingly so, and for you to have compassion for me over that, I really appreciate you even more.
Well, I'm just faking it for my audience. It's show business. I really don't care. No, seriously, I was just amazed. I said, this poor woman, because I was, you know, I've done a lot of book parties for my books, and the idea of being unable to show up for your party, you were stranded like at O'Hare Airport or something. Is that what happened because of the weather?
Yes. On Sunday morning, it's funny, a friend had said to me, one of the contributors to the book had said to me, you have to go a day early because you want to make sure you're there. Well, going on my point, 7 miles,
right,
is what contributed to the snag.
Right.
because if I had gone the day of the event,
right,
I would have actually made it. But because our flights canceled the day before, we weren't able to get ahead of folks in the standby list that came in even the next day. And it just continued every flight. And as you know, between Chicago and New York, there are flights every hour.
I mean, come on.
Even still,
this is hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, I remember your publicist, whoever it was, had you on FaceTime, and we were like talking to you on the stupid little phone. I said, this is insane. This is so funny. But I said, hey, I'll have you on the radio program. We're going to get to have a real conversation. So seriously, you wrote a book about the last night on the Titanic. And I've got to start at the beginning. What is it that led you to write about the Titanic? What is it that you do that would lead you to this?
Well, it really was a combination of two things. I'm a food writer through many years, and I've always had a fascination with the Titanic. Well, food, of course, and the Titanic. And I learned about the Titanic when I was in seventh grade and even earlier, but it really moved me when I had a wonderful English teacher at Horseman Middle School in Wausau, Wisconsin, where I grew up. And she was one of those teachers who reads to the class. And everyone would look forward to being in her class because she was going to read A Night to Remember to them.
Oh.
And I just was so fascinated by Walter Lord's book. And it's just always been something that I've carried with me.
Well, for those who don't know, A Night to Remember is, of course, about the sinking of the Titanic.
Yes, it's about the title of mine, The Last Night on the Titanic, and the powerful stories of survival and faith. And there are so many of those stories that I tell in the book, The Last Night on the Titanic, and I was just so grateful to be able to do so. I had written a magazine article for Wine Enthusiast magazine for the 100th year of the sinking.
Okay,
in
2012, you wrote an article for Wine Enthusiast. Jesus was a wine enthusiast, but don't tell that to certain denominations because they're going to be offended by that. But you're telling me that you wrote an article called Titanic Cocktails. And that's one of the things, when I went to the party that you couldn't attend, there were some really fanciful cocktails that were served. And I thought, it's so interesting. I just love history, so I love the idea that that you've done all this research. But in this book, you take it to the next step. You talk about lots more than just the cocktails.
Right. We were looking at, how to turn this into a book. And the thing that really appealed to me as the author was to extrapolate from the cocktails and look at the people who were involved with food and the drinks, and we even look at fashion and other style elements of the day. And so I wanted to include some recipes, so it became a culinary narrative. It has recipes in the book, and thereby chefs that I've worked with through the years. And then I also, what I love about this book so much is I was able to meet some new friends. I was able to reach out to people through Facebook and other means to get to know them. People who had recipes for, like, tripe. There was a woman in South Africa, and she had a recipe for tripe. Sonia Geyer is her name, and we're in touch every day now.
Now, wait, I'm confused. I'm just confused. How does a recipe for tripe from South Africa relate to the Titanic? What did I just miss?
Menu in third class.
I'm sorry.
And
say
at all the menus.
Say that again, just because we lost you. You said that they serve tripe in third class.
Yes.
And you know what that? You know what the lesson is there, Veronica. Never travel third class. I'm not a tripe fan. Even saying the word makes me want to slither away. But go ahead. You're going to tell us that tripe can be served to be really delicious. I'm sure you could tell us that.
It's actually pretty good. Like in the case of Sonia Geyer's family recipe, it's a creamy sauce with onions, and it's, the tripe is the stomach of a cow. So it's
the tripe. Wait a minute. We don't want anyone to miss these important details. The tripe, the central component of the dish, is the very stomach of a cow. Who wouldn't want to eat that? If not most people in the first world. Wow. Okay, so look, I'm from a Greek background. We eat magheritsa, which is the intestine. So I think the stomach in the gastrointestinal, what is it called? In the GI series there, that's a step up. So okay. So I'm going with you. So you've got a recipe for tripe.
Right, and it is kind of a step up. It's kind of a a real change from 1912, when tripe would have been, we'll serve that to the folks in steerage class. And now it's become more of almost a delicacy, as so many of the types of foods like you described. We talk about nose to tail eating.
Who
that tradition?
Who talks about nose to tail eating? We don't allow that on this program. Who talks about that? I can't believe you. No, I know. I'm a little squeamish. I think oxtail soup is about as far as I'm willing to go. Anytime when I can actually see the hoof, or I'm told the organ meat, I'm out of there, ladies and gentlemen. But seriously, there's all kinds of exotic stuff. I mean, I want to get back to this book, because you've got so much interesting stuff in here. It's historic. I mean, if people are just interested in history, folks, the book is The Last Night on the Titanic, Unsinkable Drinking, Dining, and Style. Of course, it was very sinkable indeed, but we're not going to mention that because we want to stay positive. We're going to be right back for more with Veronica Hinkey. The book is The Last Night on the Titanic. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
Left to me.
Will you fight for freedom? I'm Eric Metaxas. Every day, Americans are finding their freedoms under attack. Big governments are forcing business owners to violate their consciences. Leftist universities are punishing and silencing conservative students and professors, and so much more. There's no doubt that freedom in America is under serious attack. But thankfully, my friends at Alliance Defending Freedom are on the front lines. They've been fighting for your freedom for 25 years. Now, if attacks on freedom can happen to these everyday Americans, some of whom I know personally, trust me, they can and will happen to you, your business, me, my business, our kids. It's happening. And folks, this is why right now I'm partnering with Alliance Defending Freedom, and why I'm asking for your help. To give a gift right now or to find out more about Alliance Defending Freedom, please go to yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org. Join the fight for freedom right now. Go to yourfreedomfund.org.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire Infrared Grills with one of the largest offerings of grills and accessories. Our mini, anywhere, and everywhere portables are perfect for tailgating and grilling on the go. Our best-selling 27XL is the convergence of price and size. The 36-inch is the size most often specified by kitchen designers, and the Solaire 56-inch is the largest all-infrared grill on the market. Solaire makes accessories like griddles and steamer fryers to enhance your backyard grilling experience. Solaire also has an extensive offering of doors, drawers, and bartending centers to complete your outdoor kitchen. All Solaire infrared grills feature the efficient Solaire infrared burner that heats up fast, locks in the juices, and makes you wonder why you'll ever want to eat out again. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
Okay, Facebook and Google. Do you think they value your privacy? Of course not. It's the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal information. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. It's an old saying, and it's still true. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you are paying with your personal private information. Now, Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Unlike other email providers, they don't scan or record your emails. They leave you alone. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com.
Our love is a lie, and so we begin foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame burning within. Now and then, firelight will catch.
Hey there, folks. That is the great Susie Quattro, and most of you know that she was she performed that song on the deck of the Titanic and went down with the ship. Very, very sad. Very sad. Hey, I'm talking to Veronica Hinke. The book is The Last Night on the Titanic, Unsinkable Drinking, Dining, and Style. Veronica, you know, I joke around like an idiot, but there's so much interesting stuff in this book. Anybody who's interested in history, I see here, for example, that you have recipes in here. Now, I know there are people listening who are thinking, how cool would it be to have a Titanic night at my home, which cannot sink? And you have recipes for oysters a la russe, chicken and wild mushroom vol-au-vent, peaches in chartreuse jelly. Mmm, nummy chartreuse jelly. You also have an extraordinary eyewitness testimony to Captain Edward Smith's final moments. I mean, you've got great. And then I got to say this. You have behind the scenes accounts of the Titanic staff, like that of Chief Baker Charles Joen. How do you say that?
Jockin.
Jockin, who survived the wreck by drinking a bottle of schnapps. Now, I want to hear these stories. First of all, can you tell us about Captain Smith's final moments, that there was an extraordinary eyewitness testimony? I've never heard this.
Well, yeah, in the book I touch on the myth or the folklore that's been carried out throughout the 107 years, that many people believe that this may not have happened, but it's still in the book, that several accounts said that they saw Captain Smith, the man they believed to be Captain Smith, swim a baby out to one of the lifeboats. And said, you know, carry on, lads, you know, Godspeed, and swam away, even though he was offered a seat in the lifeboat. And I share that story, even though, you know, it's completely unconfirmed, but just to get the idea across of where this man's dedication was, because it really does, you know, embody this man's whole career. He was on his retirement trip. He was going to retire when he was finished with the journey, and, you know, he had an entire life at sea. So I share that story because I think it really does paint a picture of the kind of man he was.
Well, not just the kind of man he was, but if I can go a step farther to say the kind of men many men were. In those days, men were men, women were women. And there was a pecking order where the man said, I will give my life for the women and children. Now, of course, there are always outliers, cowards. In those days, we called them cowards. But men understood that if they were called to be leaders, to lead means to put your wife and children and other women and children before yourself. It's servant leadership. We get it right out of the Bible. It's very basic. But to think that just a little bit over 100 years ago, that was entirely accepted, and not only accepted, but expected. It was absolutely expected.
Expected.
Yeah. What an extraordinary picture. And that's why I love history, because it helps us to understand that we're not, you know, the world hasn't always been the way it is today. We have had better things and worse things in our past, and we need to know about it. Tell us about the baker who drank a bottle of schnapps.
That's one of my favorite stories because of his tenacity and his bravery and how he thought proactively. And what I was able to confirm by talking to one of his family members was that it was schnapps. Even though throughout the years in movies and other popular culture, it was depicted that it was whiskey that he was drinking. And we don't know if he drank a whole bottle, but he did tell the British Inquiry that he drank a little bit after he realized this is why he drank, because he had checked his lifeboat assignment. The lifeboat that he was going to be manning as crew 3 days before the sinking. And when it came time for that crew to get on board, he was not given the command to board.
I'm sorry. Say that again, because you're breaking up. He was not given the command what?
To board the lifeboat.
Holy cow.
Even though it was his assigned position.
And that's when he decided to hit the bottle?
He never did get the command. And that's when he said he went back downstairs to his bunk to have a nip, as he put it.
He wanted to take a pull from the old jug.
Yes. And, I mean, how many people would admit that to the British Inquiry? But it's what he did. And then he came back upstairs and realized that all the lifeboats were gone. He looked around, and I love this story because it's so empowering to all of us as far as how we deal with our challenges in life. He saw deck chairs, and he thought, you know what, if I can throw all these deck chairs into the water, maybe when I'm out in that water, there'll be one deck chair.
You know what?
To hang on
you need to.
To
be pretty wasted to think like that. I got to say, that is just, that is classic. The dude had downed so much schnapps that he's like, hey, maybe the deck chairs can pull me to safety, or who knows? I'm so blessed that I might be able to swim to Bermuda. Let's give it a shot. And you're telling me that the man survived.
He survived, and it was through the hands of one of his assistants, Maynard, man who worked with him.
Was Maynard sober? Was Maynard sober?
I don't know about Maynard.
If you're really blasted,
I need to find that out.
If you're really blasted in a shipwreck, it's always great to have a sober companion along for the ride. That is just crazy. That is crazy.
So he held his hand out and held on to Charles. And then someone yelled out, we have room for a few more. And he said, let go of me hand, and swam over to the lifeboat that had seats or spaces. And he ended up surviving. He got on board the Carpathia, and he said that he was so cold and swollen. He said, they popped me into the oven like one of my own pies. They had to warm him up in an oven.
I thought that all that schnapps would keep you warm.
Well, you know, that's the thought, but it was an incredibly cold experience for these folks, and many of them died of hypothermia, as you know. I mean, the tragic depiction in probably the most popular story, which is told in the movie Titanic so well, that's very clearly shown that this was a very cold experience for these folks.
I mean, and you have to clarify for, you know, because there's a lot of young people who've never heard of the Carpathia. Maybe they've never heard of the Titanic. The Carpathia is the ship that ended up saving many of the people, but of course, so many drowned. But those most who were saved by the Carpathia.
Yes, and in fact, you know, the Carpathia went through iceberg-infested waters to retrieve these people. Can you imagine?
Yeah, well, exactly. It is amazing. Listen, this is such an important piece of history. My great-aunt, who came to America in the 1930s from Germany, and if it weren't for my Tante Ella, none of us would be here, because my whole family, my mom and aunt and grandmother, came over. And Tante Ella, like many German immigrants, worked in house help as a domestic in the kitchen for the Strauss family. And the Strauss family, who owned Macy's, they had lost Charles and Isidore Strauss in the sinking of the Titanic. And you begin to understand that this is real. This is not some fable. There are people alive whose parents and grandparents went down with the ship or who survived. So this is, in some ways, recent enough history that it can be very real. You've got a lot of stuff in this book that these are eyewitness accounts of things. I guess I want to get into some of that with you. But what else is in the book? We're going to go to a break here. What else is in the book for people just thinking, you know, of getting a copy? What do you have in here?
Well, I love that we were able to include people like Sandy Ingber from the Grand Central Oyster Bar in New York telling about how to safely and nicely present oysters at a party. Don't be afraid of oysters and how to prepare them. So we have, you know, entertaining pointers like that. But the most impressive thing to me is the stories of the people who experienced this. They have inspired me in a way that I hope they inspire others as well.
Well, there are a lot of first-person accounts, of course, things that have survived, and you've got a lot of that stuff in this book. I love, again, the fact that you have menus and that you have recipes. I think that there are going to be people that are going to have fun parties with this book. It's called The Last Night on the Titanic, Unsinkable Drinking, Dining, and Style by Veronica Hinkey. We'll be right back to talk more about the Titanic and the gastronomic history. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The European Union is urging Iran to abide by its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers as Tehran breaches the stockpile limits of low-enriched uranium set under its terms. Attorneys for Congressman Duncan Hunter are asking a federal judge to drop corruption charges against the California congressman, alleging political bias. The oil producers' cartel, OPEC, considering a 6 to 9 month extension of its current deal to cut production, facing a weaker demand outlook due to slowing global growth. Japanese whalers returned to port today with their first catch after resuming commercial whaling for the first time in 31 years. A fleet of 5 boats left the northern Japanese port of Kushiro earlier in the day and brought back 2 minke whales. It was the first commercial hunt since 1988. This is SRN News.
A cure for everything.
The hope of the future.
This technology has the potential to change the lives of everyone.
On Thursday, July 18th, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and biotech investment expert Mark Lichtenfeld will take the stage for the 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit and discuss the single most important scientific breakthrough of the century. This online event is free to attend, but you must register in advance. Register now at ushealthandwealthsummit.com. That's ushealthandwealthsummit.com.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. That, of course, Linda Ronstadt. Little known fact, she was a bartender on the Carpathia, and we're talking about the Titanic, The Last Night on the Titanic, written by Veronica Hinkey, and we're doing all Titanic-themed music for the show. Now, Veronica, you talk about the guy who was the executive chef at the Grand Central Oyster Bar. Now, I was just at the Oyster Bar a few months ago. It's still there. How does he figure into the story? Was he on the ship originally?
No, he wasn't. And I have to tell you, I cracked up so hard about your comments about Linda Ronstadt. And, you know, you have the absolute best bumper music of anybody out there. I have to tell
you know what? I hate to agree with you, but it is a scientific fact. It's true. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I mean, if I ever need consultation on a playlist, I am going to you, Eric.
Listen, you can go on Spotify and on our website, metaxastalk.com. If you search, it's there. And I just put on all the music that makes me happy. Not all of it makes me happy, but I like all of it. But most of it just makes me happy. So thank you very much. So you've got to tell me, though, this guy, Sandy Ingberg, executive chef, how does he come into the story?
Well, you know, the Grand Central Oyster Bar went in, the Grand Central Station went in shortly after the Titanic. It was the same year-ish, but not, you know, the Titanic was sailing before it was actually completed. And so I had to talk to Sandy about, hey, I said, Sandy, you got to tell me, how do people feel comfortable serving oysters? What are ways they can feel comfortable serving oysters in their home, you know, so they're not worried about someone getting sick. So
now, hang on. Veronica, you've got to explain, because this is not like a food and wine show. People are not going to be 100% tracking. You mean to tell me your friends, you know Sandy Ingber, who is the executive chef at the Grand Central Oyster Bar, somehow you know him?
Well, yeah, I know him, and mostly through the book. You know, I reached out to him to say, what could you tell readers about it?
And why are you presupposing that many people would feel uncomfortable serving oysters? I've never heard that before.
Oh, well, I would want to know from someone like Sandy, who does it, you know, every day, all day long, how do you pick out an oyster? Which ones are the most delicious? There's so many different varieties, and the ones that we went with in the book turned out to be the ones that probably would have been on board the Titanic, the Gigas variety. And we figured that out because it was based on where they would have put the oysters on board.
Did you say the biggest variety?
Gigas, G-I-G-A-S.
G-I-G-A-S. Oh, like we're supposed to all understand what that means? Hey, what are Gigas oysters?
Well, they're from an area that where the Titanic would have put on all their produce and oysters and et cetera.
Is this in the North Sea? Where is this?
Yes, it's in that area where there are plenty of them. And, you know, those are the kinds of things I wanted to find out from Sandy. And then what do you do with them? You know, how do you make sure you are getting a fresh oyster? How do you make sure you don't cut yourself while you're shucking them because you have to open them up?
Imagine.
And then, of course, the most important thing is, what to serve them with.
I was just thinking, like, the horror story would be you go to Sandy and you ask him these questions, and he says, Veronica, I'll be honest with you, I have no idea. A lot of people get sick from our oysters. And he hung up the phone. When you go to the oyster bar, you expect, these people are the oyster experts. They put it in the name of, I mean, if people don't know, the oyster bar is underneath Grand Central Terminal. There's no such thing as Grand Central Station. It is a terminal. A station is, you can go through to other stations, but this is the end of the line, the terminal, Grand Central Terminal. And you're right, it was built right around that time, 1912, 13, whatever. And underneath is this incredible place. I don't know why we're doing advertisement for them. They should give me a free meal. But here's the point. You're telling me this guy is the oyster expert. So he starts telling you, here's how to do it.
Exactly, yes. And we wanted to include folks like Sandy from the Grand Central Oyster Bar and also from places that were around at the time the Titanic sailed, like Antoine's in New Orleans. And we were able to talk with folks there.
About Antoine's is still around?
It is.
Oh, because all these other places like, you know, Delmonico's and stuff, they're gone, right?
Well, Delmonico's is still there, and they're in a different location than they were in 1912, a different specific location.
That's but, where it's where your party was.
Right.
What am I saying? Right. Yes.
And the reason that Delmonico's is included in the book is because Francis Millet, who was a passenger in first class, he did not survive, and his best man in his wedding was Mark Twain, who had his 70th birthday party at Delmonico's, which, you know, you can very easily assume that
1905
and others would have eaten there.
That was 1905. Delmonico's was the place to be, and I'm going to freak you out, Veronica. You ready for this? I'm sitting in a room on 15th Street doing this show. This was an old gentleman's club frequented, this room itself frequented, in which I'm sitting, by none other than Mark Twain. No kidding.
Wow.
Are you freaked out? Pick yourself up off the floor, because we've got two more segments. We'll be right back, folks. I'm talking to Veronica Hinkey. It's all about history. The book is The Last Night on the Titanic, Unsinkable Drinking, Dining, and Style. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Albin, I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I take it all the time.
I know you do.
A lot of people take it. Half the media are talking about it. But on this program, instead of me talking about it, how about if we could get somebody else to talk about it? Somebody, for example, named Finetta.
Oh.
Over the years, as I got older, I noticed pain in my hips, and it got worse and worse. Trying to walk upstairs, it was so miserable. That morning, I heard about Relief Factor. I ordered it right then. Within 3 weeks, I was free of pain.
That's what everybody says. You try it within three. If it's not helped you within 3 weeks, I wouldn't use it. But most people are helped by it. It's all natural botanicals. You could take it all day long. It's just not the kind of thing you have to worry about, like Advil or something. Well, you know, you don't want to take that stuff regularly. So go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It has helped me. It has helped a ton of people. I highly recommend it. I beg my relatives to take it. Relieffactor.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text GUTS to 60-60-60.
A cure for everything.
The hope of the future.
This technology has the potential to change the lives of everyone.
On Thursday, July 18th, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and biotech investment expert Mark Lichtenfeld will take the stage for the 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit and discuss the single most important scientific breakthrough of the century. This online event is free to attend, but you must register in advance. Register now at ushealthandwealthsummit.com. That's ushealthandwealthsummit.com.
Blinds.com is here to help you beat the heat and save up to 50% on blinds, shades, and plantation shutters. Custom made to fit any style and budget. You can order with confidence knowing Blinds.com has been in business for 23 years and they're America's number one online retailer of custom window coverings. From their award-winning design consultants to their 100% satisfaction guarantee, Blinds.com is with you every step of the way. Go to Blinds.com now for their 4th of July blowout sale. You'll save up to 50% on blinds, shades, plantation shutters, and more. Plus, save an extra $20 with promo code PRAGER. And you can get your perfect look today at Blinds.com and pay over time with PayPal credit. That's Blinds.com for up to 50% off everything, plus an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. PayPal credit is subject to credit approval. Details at Blinds.com/PayPal.
Shut up. Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to the author, Veronica Hinkey, of a new book, The Last Night on the Titanic. It is so interesting. Veronica, you're telling us about the oysters. Now, the menu that the head chef, Sandy Ingber, who's going to invite me and my wife to a fabulous meal because of all the publicity we're giving him, he has given you a recipe for oysters a la Russe, which, of course, means oysters Ruskie style. This is the way the Ruskies make them. And it talks about everything you need to do to serve oysters correctly. And this is something that was very important to you for some reason. I still can't figure out why, but I'm interested.
Well, I, to tell you, you know, you had me at Susie Quattro, but when I heard, I could not believe that you played something from Carly Simon.
Yeah, yeah.
That was just great bumper music. So I'm going to tell you, thank you so much for the great bumper music.
Hey, this is what I do. Okay, so the oysters a la Russe, I just want you to know, because we're friends now and because I'm friends with the people at Regnery, they publish my books, I just want you to know there's a typo on the oyster menu, I mean the oyster recipe. It says, I just want you to know, this is very, very important. It says something, and it's misspelled, but now I can't find. Oh, yeah, here it is. 12 large briny oysters, such as Blue Points. The word large does not have an S at the end of it, unless you're trying to be fancy French or something like that. So you're going to need to call up the head of Regnery, okay? You call up Margie, and you let her know, Margie, this is unacceptable. We need to reprint the book. I don't know who is supposed to be proofreading it, but you're destroying my career. I will not stand for it. And I'll back you up, Veronica. I'll back you up. No, seriously, the book is so beautiful. I just want to say to people who can't see it, it's a hardcover book, and it really is beautiful. It looks like, kind of like it's like a recipe book. You've got all kinds of stuff in here. You've got recipes for plum pudding. What else? What are your favorite dishes in here? If somebody was going to say, you know what, I'd like to do a Titanic-themed evening, what would you recommend they serve?
It is beautiful. Thank you for saying that, Eric. It really is a gorgeous book.
It is, yes.
I mean, I just love the cover. It's just gorgeous, and it's probably one of my favorite book covers ever. My favorite recipe is whatever recipe is in season. And I know that sounds cliche, but, you know, we're getting ready to have a Chicago event, and we're looking at recipes. We had, for the event you were at in New York in the spring, we had asparagus and all the spring items that were on the menu when the Titanic sailed. And we had, all the different spring ingredients. Now we're looking at peaches. Peaches, and I know your favorite, chartreuse jelly. So we're looking at ways to celebrate things that during the summer that were on the Titanic. And so that's what I love about it. So this time of year, I would say peaches and chartreuse jelly is a wonderful and very simple way of honoring the people that were aboard the Titanic, the amazing chefs and cooks and the passengers and everyone, you know, the whole crew in food. And that's what we do in this book, is each section has a reference to food or the people that made the food, or, you know, we even talk about where Colonel Archibald Butt had a New Year's Day.
Archibald who?
With Archibald Butts.
Archibald Butts?
Yes, at the time he was a staff.
I didn't get that. I'm just snickering at his surname. Tell us more about Archibald Butts, if you don't mind.
Well, the way he made it into the book, the reason he's part of the curation in the book is every New Year's Day, he would have a beautiful party at his home in the Washington, D.C. area, and he would have eggnog and Virginia ham and biscuits. He lived in Virginia, so what a wonderful nod to the local food, considering local foods for your parties and so forth.
But who was he with relationship to the Titanic? I'm sorry, I missed that.
He was a first class passenger.
Oh, okay.
And he was actually on board with Francis Millet, who I mentioned earlier, who was great friends with Mark Twain.
I mean, it's just incredible. This is, again, why I love history, to think that I'm sitting in a room where Mark Twain stood. I'm not kidding. There's a Tiffany glass. Anybody who visits the studio goggles at it. There's a Tiffany glass skylight right above my head. And it's just, this is living history. It's so cool. There's a dish you mentioned here, which I'm embarrassed to pronounce. It's cocky leaky. Is that like some kind of a Chinese joke? What is that?
It's a kind of a take on a chicken soup. It's, a little more involved, and there are many new ingredients introduced than you wouldn't see in a chicken soup. But it was surgeon first class, and it's a very period dish. It was very popular in 1912.
I love period dishes just because they are sort of exotic. It says cocky leaky was on the menu for lunch that last day in the Titanic. Cocky leaky is a fowl based soup like chicken soup, but with uncommon ingredients such as egg yolks and prunes and beef marrow bones. So this is like a chicken cow soup of a kind.
Right. And what I love about those period dishes is it feels like it takes me back. I feel like when I'm making those foods or enjoying eating those foods, it takes me to that era.
Yeah. Who would think of putting prunes in chicken soup? That's just, I love this kind of weird stuff. You also have something here called, I'm not kidding. I just had this the other day in New Milford, Connecticut. I saw it on a menu and I said, we're going to that place for brunch. They served scotch eggs. Some people know what that is. Tell us about scotch eggs. What are scotch eggs?
Well, a scotch egg is basically a hard-boiled egg, and it's coated in meat, usually like a andouille sausage, and it's deep-fried.
So you hard-boil the egg. You hard-boil the egg. You roll it around in kind of like a sausage innards, and then you fry the sucker, and man, it tastes good. We're going to be right back with more exotic foods out of this book, The Last Night on the Titanic. Stick around.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The European Union is urging Iran to abide by its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers as Tehran breaches the stockpile limits of low-enriched uranium set under those terms. The House Oversight Committee is expanding its investigation into the use of personal email accounts by a number of White House officials,
including Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, and former chief strategist Steve Bannon. It's an expansion of a probe originally launched by Republicans when they controlled the House. Oversight Chairman Elijah Cummings says the White House has failed to honor an earlier request for documents and briefings. He's now asking for copies of all communications that he says are in violation of federal law and the White House's own records policy. According to the Mueller report, Bannon has admitted using his personal BlackBerry and email for official business.
Wally Hines reporting. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Oh, boy, I hate to interrupt the Hughes Corporation. I just hate to do that. I'm so sorry, folks. That's the Hughes Corporation. It's not the Hughes Corporation. It's George McRae. Sorry, I got it confused with Rock the Boat
by
the
Hughes Corporation. Right?
George McRae, obviously. Who doesn't know that? Hey, listen, we've just got a few minutes left. Veronica, I'm having so much time that I'm not letting you get a word in edgewise. Forgive me. The book is called The Last Night on the Titanic. There's all kinds of weird stuff in here. You have a recipe for milk punch. Ugh. And you also have a recipe for sauerkraut salad. I'm just thinking, I want to have a party like this just to see what these things taste like. Sauerkraut salad? All right, we're going to have to shut up a second. Listen, tell us about, you said there's stories of faith. We've just got a couple of minutes left. Are there stories in this book of faith?
Yes, the most amazing hymn service happened in second class on that last night. And it was a group of friends who had an ad hoc hymn service. They just thought, you know, there's nothing scheduled. It's Sunday night. Let's do something. And, of course, that was the night when the Titanic struck the iceberg. And little did they know that before they, shortly after they gathered together, they would strike the iceberg and many of them would lose their lives. So most of second class, and, you know, they got the word out really good. They were helped with people like Lawrence Beasley, a second-class passenger who's a really well-known journalist historically from England. He, you know, used his clout to get the clergymen to assist them. And they had a hymn service. They just sang songs. Some of them sang solos. And they ironically were singing mostly songs that were things that sort of, you know, were a nod to what was to come. You know, there were songs like Lead Kindly Light, A Green Pasture Far Away, and things that would inspire them through what they were about to endure in the coming hours.
It's just so amazing to think how much faith there was. We forget that there was a lot of faith in American culture. So the idea that on the Titanic, and of course not just American, but British and European culture, that they would be singing hymns, that would have been thought of as an appropriate thing to do. I don't think any of the ships, you know, that sail across the Atlantic these days are having hymn services typically.
Right. It's... Right, and we talked so much about, was the band playing? What were they playing? To me, what was really moving was the fact that these friends instigated this hymn service out of the blue, and I was so inspired by that.
Well, yeah, it's like they knew what was happening on some level, maybe. It's just so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Well, yeah. I'm sorry we're out of time. There's so much else in this book. I hope people think that it's as much fun as I do. I want to do, I want to have some kind of a party where my wife and I try out some of these recipes in here. And we're going to get Mark Twain to come, but we're going to fail. And I just want to say, Veronica, if you're in New York, it would be nice to have you in the studio to talk about all these things. But in the meantime, thank you for your time and thank you for this book.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's really been a pleasure talking with you.
Well, it's been my pleasure. This is just wonderful stuff. The Last Night on the Titanic, folks. That's the book, The Last Night on the Titanic. Thanks for listening.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.